Something to talk about. Hey, everyone, it's me, Holly Tanner.
And Justin Weaver.
We have our county controller, Ron Caponera. Thank you, Ron.
Hello, Holly.
Hello.
And Justin.
Hi, Ron.
Thanks for being here.
What a pleasure.
And our county treasurer, PJ Keeler, is with us.
Good morning, gang. Holly,
good
just remember,
morning.
If it wasn't for us fathers, there wouldn't be a Mother's Day. Just remember that.
Well, that's
oh,
true.
Big two to tango.
Up.
Okay,
well,
that's right.
True.
The big Father's Day
I
is,
not forget us.
Is coming up. Oh, we could never forget all the men in our lives. Isn't that right, Justin?
I've chosen to forget most of them. I still remember my father, though. Yes.
That's good.
You're right.
Okay. Yes. No, we won't forget the fathers. That's for sure. And before we start talking about county finances, actually, I want to, you mentioned me wearing a lot of hats. PJ actually wears a couple hats for the county. And I want to offer congratulations because I believe Columbia County was just honored with an award for our emergency services. Can you tell us a little bit about that hat that you wear, PJ Keeler?
Yeah, I wear a few different hats. One of them is being the EMS coordinator for Columbia County. And we started a program about 5 years ago. It was actually the first in the state to have such a program whereby the county had a provider license to overlap the county services and contract with all the existing rescue squads within the county to move ambulances to depleted areas. And that is an area where maybe the ambulances were already out on calls. And by doing so, we reduced response times in those areas by over 7 minutes to medical emergencies. Now, that program was recognized in 2015 as being the best agency of the year in the six-county region, and that will be forwarded on to the state to be in competition with the state as well.
So oh, wow.
It's a tremendous honor for the agencies in Columbia County. Our 911 center serves as the operating part of the system. Those dispatchers do a tremendous job in moving ambulances around to needed areas.
Yes, they
and,
do.
And the Board of Supervisors has, over the years, supported this financially. It's been an extremely efficient system whereby we've used a minimal amount of money and had the maximum amount of use. So it's being duplicated by some other counties throughout the state now. They're looking into it, and we're very proud of our agencies, and the best thing is it's centered around patient care and getting an ambulance to the patient in a timely manner. So the residents should be proud, and the agencies are proud. They do a great job.
Definitely. Yes, they do. Thank you for explaining that. And I think it is important that it's the especially in a rural area, I'm sure getting emergency services can be a challenge. And so
yeah, we look around a lot of other counties within the state, and we truly have, we're blessed here in Columbia County to have such great workers and having the service that we have.
Absolutely. Is this considered, like, what's the buzzword? That the consolidation? Like, was it a consolidation of?
Yeah, it's really not a consolidation, but it's more of an overlap, and it's using existing resources to get the same result in reducing response times down to residents. Each agency would have had to spend about $500,000 to increase their staffing. That's $500,000 per year.
Oh, wow.
To increase their staffing, to add an existing ambulance on. And we did the same with a budget of about $350,000 to $400,000 a year and for the whole county for all four agencies.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
How do you do that? Did you have to cut things?
It was a lot of negotiating, wasn't it, PJ, to kind of get
people to... In order to do something extra, you have to take away from something.
Right.
So I didn't know if there was something that...
We didn't take away from anything at the time. The Board of Supervisors were very supportive of the proposal because they recognized the efficiencies throughout the system. And this $350,000 to $400,000 per year that the county supports the system, if they did not do that, local municipalities probably would have had to pay three or four times that amount individually. So it's a cost savings to the taxpayer to operate it this way.
Oh. And how does the controller fit into this?
Every which way.
And that's to be, hopefully. And that's to that, and that's a good point, too, because I call him the controller, and I wanted to really specify controller. Before we went on the air, Holly, we were talking, and I said, you know, I know that there's that comptroller and there's controller. What's the difference first? And this is Ron Caponera. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Justin.
So what's the difference between controller and comptroller? And tell us what your part, if any, in the EMS situation that PJ was just talking about, how you fit into that.
Well, to answer your first question, usually a comptroller with an M is usually a elected position, similar to DiNapoli with our state comptroller.
Okay.
And usually comptroller, such as myself, is a appointed position.
Okay.
So there's a big difference right there.
So do you have to be elected first before you're appointed, or you're just lucky enough to be able to be appointed first? You don't have to do... You don't do both.
You don't do both.
You don't have to. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
So that's why.
Well, because if you were, I was thinking if you were elected, and then you you're not elected, can you be appointed after that?
Depends.
Afterwards. Yeah.
Would that be a lot of sticky red tape?
I think that happens in Albany. I don't know if that would happen in this county. But
PJ is he's an elected official as the county treasurer, and I'm the appointed position for the controller. And a lot of people ask, what's the difference between the two? What do you two do that's different? And there's a big difference between what his departments do and what my departments do. It's basically a checks and balances for the county. It's very bad procedure to have all your eggs in one basket, per se, or to have one department handle everything when it comes to finances. So it's my role as controller. I handle, let's say, the front end or the expenses of the county, such as accounts payable, payroll, procurement, budgeting and reporting, systems, financials management, insurances, fleet management, and travel expenses, and so forth. And what PJ does is on the back end, he handles all the cash management, which is responsible for moving millions and millions of dollars, all right, over a year with the county budget. And that's a tremendous job load or responsibility right there of moving cash around to pay bills, pay payroll, and so forth. He handles all the tax collections in the county, all right? And that's a huge job also, of collecting all the tax warrants and everything throughout the county. He handles all the sales tax collections, okay, that we receive from the state and distributes them out to the towns and to the county itself. He handles all the check processing, all the checks for whether it be payroll or accounts payable are actually produced and cut and embossed by PJ down in his office. So there's that checks and balances, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, so don't have one person putting a invoice in and then turn around and cutting payment for it, all right? So there's definitely a checks and balance there between the two departments.
How long has Columbia County had a controller, Ron? How long have you been with us?
Since February 10th, 2010. So
2010.
It's just been over 6 years.
And 3 hours and 10 minutes. Yeah, not that 54 seconds. Does it feel like that?
Not that he's counting.
It does.
It feels like forever that Ron's been here. He's such a part of the community.
There's certain jobs, you know, when you hear that somebody's in a certain job, you're like, oh, God. Do you like what you do?
I love it.
Okay, so it doesn't get like, I'm just sticking with it because I've done it for so long.
There's always something new, Justin.
There is, Ron. We'll talk about that during our commercial break. Well, Ron, was talking that he did not ever have the pleasure of being in the studio with me because the last time,
right,
you know, Holly, we were going to have Ron on, I was doing the countywide shredding.
Right.
So I couldn't be here, but I called in.
Real job, yes.
Yes. So this is a first. And it's funny because PJ Keeler was our very first guest.
Right.
Together. So
yes,
this is kind of like a homecoming.
Coming home, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Rob the Regular. We still love you.
Yes,
too.
We love Rob the Regular and Trixie, of course.
They haven't been in. Well, Trixie was just in, but
yeah.
PJ and Ron, welcome anytime. Yes. So what is going on with I know the big news is the sale of Pine Haven that is potentially coming to a closure. Is that accurate
it should
to say?
Be, hopefully completed within 30 days to 45 days, we should be completely transitioning the nursing home from the county over to Premier Healthcare, who is the one who won the bid to buy the nursing home. So that's coming to an end.
And how has the transition been?
Very good. Very good.
Smooth?
Smooth. The county made the right decision, the Board of Supervisors, on picking what we believe to be the proper company to take over the nursing home. And they've done a remarkable job over there in the last year, turning the nursing home around, or the increase in the amount of residents, and just the morale they've done over there for our staff has been fantastic.
Yeah, I have a friend that works over there, and he said he's very happy with the management.
Oh,
they've
good.
Been very, very open and very cognizant of the change and doing everything to, you know, to make sure their employees stay. you know, and
oh, that's good to hear.
You know, they all got Christmas bonuses, never, I guess, happened before. So,
well, now the county can't give.
Can't do that.
Can't do that.
Was I not supposed to talk about that?
Can't do that.
Oops.
County didn't do that.
No, not the county.
But Premier is also the firm that bought Catterskill Nursing Home from the hospital.
Right.
Too,
so.
What
right.
have I done?
Now they operate both.
Oh, okay. What else?
Moving on.
So do you...
No, that's good to hear. I know that was one of the concerns, though, was that, you know, we were all the employees were going to lose their jobs and this was going to happen. But
true.
It's really been a smooth transition. That's actually refreshing to hear from an outsider because, and actually knowing Justin like I know and love Justin is if it were an issue, we'd have heard about it already.
Yes.
I'm sure on Facebook.
Yes.
So that's good to hear.
Facebook
that
first.
Facebook first. That it wasn't an issue. What do you think about that Facebook news that they...
Yeah, I saw
that. Is that in our hot topics for later?
No, but we can talk about
Did
it right
now. Did you
hear
about
really
that,
quickly.
Boys? How they're saying that Facebook,
picks
and you
and
don't
chooses.
Participate, you do. You don't, yeah. That they, well, that they, no, but that they have this thing called trending.
Yes.
For conservatives.
I just saw something like that. Yeah.
And
yeah.
That they actually don't, right. It's really not trending. They pick what's trending. And
right.
So.
Well, what they were saying, what people thought was that it's based on an algorithm that
right.
is used to pick and choose which
that
ones
are
that are
people.
The most talked
right.
about.
Right.
But it's come to light, I don't know if it's from a disgruntled employee that has left Facebook, but
right.
he no longer works at Facebook.
Right.
But he was privy to these meetings where certain topics were just removed from what was technically supposed to be just algorithmically chosen.
Right.
So there is some science behind it, I guess, and Facebook is a little hot water. But what was interesting is yesterday that Facebook trending was Facebook trending.
Was it?
That was the number one topic
awesome.
That was Facebook trending. So congratulations, Facebook.
I understand that to some extent, but yes, well, I'm glad they chose themselves to trend
yes.
out. That's awesome.
So do you guys see each other on
Shout
a daily basis?
Shout out Dave Teeter. I hear you're listening. That's
oh,
awesome.
Dave Teeter. Hi.
Yay, hi, everyone. What was your question,
PJ and Ron, do you see each other on a daily basis? Do you like communicate every single day? I know that one's with the revenue and one's with the
Who's
going to
answer first? PJ, be nice.
I think we see each other regularly. Yeah. We're in different buildings, but
it's very Metamucil-like, is it?
The world of
yeah.
technology and telephone, we have conversations on a regular basis.
Probably important to stay in touch.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you guys ever get in
communicate?
Fights?
No, I don't remember having a fight whatsoever. I think that the balance has been just tremendous, and the best part about the balance is the fact that we're looking at the third year in a row of having
Ron.
Surpluses
yeah.
in our general budget. In our general budget that we have not had previous to this. And the difference being is the fact that we have a department that concentrates on audit and expenses, and we have a department that concentrates on enhancing revenue. And that, I believe, has made a tremendous amount of difference to the taxpayer and has helped us keep taxes extremely low.
Right.
Well below the tax cap that the governor has instituted,
but also not cutting services as well.
We have not cut any services whatsoever.
Right. And in fact, I know you're also working on making government more efficient, which is always a big buzzword and like that other word consolidation, but making government more efficient, doing more with less. And one of those
right.
big,
one of those is a centralized
central
business office.
Yeah.
And that's been a combination of the controller's office, the treasurer's office, the MIS department, and HR. Consolidating services where need be. It is overseen by a 0.1 committee. We have a separate committee as well for the centralized business office, and there's been no layoffs, but we do consolidate through attrition and where we need essential services that need additional oversight. And I think it's been resulted in tremendous cost savings for the taxpayer.
Oh, gosh.
There might be a call, but
okay.
before
there's someone here to answer
before
it.
before we get to that, I was going to say, is there one outstanding project or situation that really needs work financially within the county that you guys tackle daily or that you have trouble dealing with? Just something that's always looming that you're always, you know, focused on.
Yes. Okay.
How did I know you were going to say that?
Yes.
What is it, Ron? I'm curious.
Well, simply, the largest department in the county is the Department of Social Services.
Good.
No, Holly, it's not you. It's Department of Social Services.
I know, it's not me.
They got a huge budget. You know, it exceeds anywhere from $35 to $40 million a year, depending on programs and so forth. And they have a huge staff themselves that do that. So we're constantly trying to more efficiently manage the accounts receivable over there and the billings and for state and federal programs and income to make sure we're correct on our books, all right, from the Department of Social Services. So that's a challenge, okay, mm-hmm. and we're working through the central business office in order to streamline the processes over there so we can have accurate accounting of what's due to us and due to the county from the state and federal programs, all right. So that's a big area of concern right now for us, all right, working through that.
Okay. Do we have something here, Holly?
I think we adjusted. It was a technical issue, but thank you, Vern, for calling in. Shout out to Vern. Yes, calling in. That might have been.
Did we lose the call?
No, we need. No, he was just. It was a message for us. Yes, but I think we've addressed it. Let us know, Vern, and just make sure, boys, that you speak right into that microphone because we don't want. You're doing fabulously.
We have
PJ. You need to get better.
So that call was obviously Vern Cross from the Drive Time radio show.
Yes,
that's the afternoon show from 4 to 6.
Right, 4 to 6.
Every Wednesday, and we should. I was going to talk about this later, but those boys over there—that's Vern Cross and Slay Diddy. I'm going to get this right, Slay Diddy. And oh my God, they've got so many nicknames. I got to look at my notes. Slay Diddy.
Oh, we need nicknames.
And the Grand. The Grand.
Do we need nicknames?
Well, we do. We do. But the Grand, I think, he's the one that calls himself Mr. WGXC, and I take issue with that.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And we're going to talk about
happening.
That. Okay. They're having us as guests on their show.
Yes. Which I have to talk about, though, because
Wednesday
that might
the 18th.
Be an issue for me.
Oh.
Gavin has Little League, so we have to, we'll talk off air about that.
Okay.
We can make it happen because we do want to be guests on there. So.
Wednesday the 18th at 5 o'clock on Drive Time Radio Show.
Thanks for calling in,
Vern. Thank you, Vern. We
so
take care
other,
of each other here at WGXC.
What's your favorite department, Ron?
Oh,
do you have to least worry about?
No
about
it.
Really?
Oh, yes.
No way. Yeah. How's mortgage tax? Don't forget about mortgage tax.
How are they,
in.
Holly?
They're okay. PJ and I spoke about it this morning. They were up a little bit from the last... last reporting period, so
mortgage taxes
I think the,
up, sales
a little
taxes
bit.
Are up.
It's not like it was news. In the big boon after 9/11, but it's not bad. It's a little better. So I think there's still the issue is banks not wanting to lend money. They're really since that bubble burst, you know, now it's nobody can borrow money.
I have a question for you, Holly.
Yes, dear.
Oh.
Speak to us a little bit about the proposed.
Boy.
Extra revenue sharing from the state?
Yes, I was going
to
mention that.
As treasurer, you know, I'd be glad to see some more money coming in.
Very interested. And to answer your email from yesterday, yes, there was a resolution that was passed by the Columbia County Board of Supervisors, and legislatures across the state are, you know, county legislatures are passing this resolution. It was proposed by the State Association of Counties, actually, to help with unfunded mandates and other issues that go on from the state that fall onto the counties. And you know what the biggest part of the county's budget is, and it's not services. It's what, boys? It's health insurance and Medicaid or Medicare. It's things that we really have no control over.
What? Retirement.
Retirement, yeah. So, and how to fund those things. So there is a push to increase local DMV share of our revenue from currently when you come into my office, 560 Warren Street, we get 12.7% of almost every transaction, and we would like a raise, a cost of living raise. We're asking for 25%. That's negotiable, but so we're trying to get that. It passed the Senate. We're trying to get it passed the Assembly. So any listeners who could reach out to their assembly members and tell them to support this legislation, especially the majority assembly. We really need that majority assembly to pass this. They are in control. There was a discussion about that this morning. The assembly Democrats are in control, and it would really help immensely Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett if this legislation passed, because it would mean, like, I forget what the numbers were for Columbia County, almost over $500,000, I think, annually to us for that. And that's straight revenue. It's not taxes. It's DMV. So it's still super important to come locally and do your DMV work in the office, or call me or send me a message somehow. But to do it locally is extremely important, because even without the increase, it's still around $400,000, I think, in revenue that I give back to the county general fund. So super important. Thank you, PJ. Also, I just want to mention real quick, I'm sorry that this week and next week, when you come into DMV with your renewal, bring a donation for the Columbia Green Humane Society. Senator Kathy Marchione is doing this drive to support pets. It's Be Kind to Pet Week, apparently. And if you bring in a donation for the Columbia Green Humane Society, and then you can get right in line and do your DMV work. So bring in a donation for the pets. Thank you, Senator Marchione.
Kill two birds, one stone.
Yay.
I guess that wasn't
we're
the right thing to
birds.
Say.
Yeah, we're that, nice
oh my
to
God.
Pets.
That was horrible. Gee whiz. Take care of the animals,
I
meant. Feed the babies.
Did you have another question? Yeah.
No, I just wanted to stress the importance again of people. Again, it goes back to almost shopping locally, where they do go into your office and make sure that people do understand that it doesn't cost them any more to register at DMV in Columbia County than it does by putting a stamp on and sending it away. Though it's convenient, you need to understand that that revenue that's generated helps to offset their taxes. So it's extremely
absolutely.
Important.
Absolutely. It absolutely goes to offset taxes. And it's Senate Bill 4964, and it's also a same as in the Assembly. So it's the same number, 4964. That is the revenue sharing bill. And it really, it's not an increase in fees. It's not, it's just taking a piece of the $1 billion pie, which DMV amounts to for the state of New York. It's just cutting a larger piece of that pie, the state's share for counties, which again would be a big help across the board for so many counties who are just, you know, starving to try and do what they need to do. So thank you, PJ, for that.
I was going to say, we have a few more minutes before we go to our musical break, and I was going to ask you guys to end on a note of what is the most exciting part of your job?
Well, I'll go first. The most exciting part about my job is just meeting with the public. Enjoy the meeting with the public. As you know, I do have another hat I also wear, and as a retailer. And I enjoy that part. I enjoy communicating to people. I enjoy solving problems and working with people to help in certain situations, especially in tax situations. We offer payment plans and different ways for people to work around and get themselves out of a bind. And to me, that's the most satisfying part of the job.
Nice.
That's a great answer.
What about you, Ron Campanera? You're going to say it's working with Becky Venturella, aren't you?
No. Ish.
Love you, Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Now, I think the favorite part of my job is the satisfaction that you get from instituting new procedures or policies, okay, that help streamline things.
You are a policy wonk, aren't you,
Ron Campanera? Oh, yes. I love policies, okay. And, That's the greatest part. All right? You tackle something, you see a problem, you go after it. Okay, you develop procedures and policies. All right, and you fix it, and that's satisfaction. All right, to me.
I know Ron's other favorite word, though. It's no, which is so appropriate for our song choice.
You are the queen of segue.
I am.
I'm
honey.
Telling you.
Don't worry, I'm there.
Yeah. So we're
what's our song?
So what I've chosen is Meghan Trainor's "No," because after the break, after we hear her song, we're going to talk about how she is in the hot topics right now.
Oh, is she trending on Facebook?
She is trending.
I bet you Ron Campanera and PJ Keeler will be trending on Facebook now.
They might, and I bet they have no idea who Meghan.
Probably not, because they don't trend on conservatives, so maybe not. I don't know if we'll make that PJ cut, unfortunately.
I think Ron is going to stick around for the last half of the show, but we're going to say goodbye to PJ. Thank you, PJ.
And we're going to hear about why Ron likes to say no, so what that's all about. It's the other favorite part of his job. PJ, parting thoughts?
Thank you for having me.
Thanks
it's been
coming
a pleasure.
In.
Anytime. Justin, Holly, have
thanks
a great day.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate
thanks
it, PJ.
Thanks for coming back. We're thanks. Surprised you came back.
Thanks for all you do.
No,
it's fun.
No.
All right. We're going to try playing this song
we're gonna
now.
We're going to attempt this. We're going to get the...
Oh,
here
sorry.
We go.
Okay, go ahead.
I think it's so cute. And I think it's so sweet. How you let your friends encourage you to try and talk to me
But let me stop you there. Oh, before you speak. My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go. My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go. First you gonna say you ain't running game, thinking I believe in every word. Call me beautiful, so original. My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go. Down to the I, to the no, no, no. My sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go. Down to the I, to the no, no, no. Thank you in advance, I don't wanna dance. I don't need your for me. If I want a man, then I'ma get a man. But it's never my. No, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go. Down to the I, to the no, no, no. My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go. Down to the I, to the no, no, no. I'm feeling untouchable, untouchable. I'm feeling untouchable.
Thank you, Megan Trainor. That was awesome. Is it okay? It's not going to replay. That's good. Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for listening. 90.7 FM WGXE ICRA, your place for live local radio. Hi, Justin. So,
Hi,
Ron Caponera, tell us about your favorite. Why? What do you? When do you get to say no? I know you're because you keep track of
the budget.
The budget. So if somebody wants a, you know, new county car, and it's one, they want a Mercedes.
Chairs or desks or something.
Yeah, chairs or desks. Yeah.
Do you actually sing that song to them?
No.
Is it in your budget?
to the no.
No.
Well, you should start now. Because
somebody wants
be fun.
To take a department wants to send people to Las Vegas for
no,
a...
No.
Yeah.
Well, if he did start singing no to when people asked him a question...
It would make it nicer.
It would lessen the blow. And right. They would laugh and they'd walk away instead of being like, oh, man, really? Why?
That Ron Caponera. Who does he think he is? But you do keep very good control over, an eye on, not that it wasn't in the past, we should quantify that statement, but
that's
it
the job,
frees
Holly.
PJ to do his business, and that way you're keeping an eye on, along with the Board of Supervisors, shout out to Chairman of the Board, Matt Morrell, and previous Chairman Pat Grattan, who both did marvelous jobs as Chairman.
Yeah, so. And Matt, and I have to say, when you talked about the central business office, he's very supportive of that. He's on the committee, him and Supervisor Hughes, too. Very committed to the central business office to gain those efficiencies to the county. He is committed to that.
Yeah, which is a good idea. I wish someone though would do my vouchers because. How do we talk about that? Yeah, she's busy doing other stuff, honey. We're very busy.
Yes.
Oh, well, Justin.
And we are. We're very busy. We have the KISS program going on. That's starting up on June 6th again. It's going to be quarterly.
Identities of Senior Safe.
Yes. So that'll be June 6th through the 17th. Every participating town will have the two barrels there. So any seniors can take their very sensitive documents that should not be just thrown in the garbage. This way they can bring them to their local town hall and have certified document security. Our shredding company that we use for this program, they will take the barrels away and shred them discreetly and securely in their site over in New Lebanon. And it's no cost to the seniors.
Right, it's a free program. And
very
it's
secure.
Free to taxpayers, so you don't get to say no, Ron.
Yes. So back to that, why I wanted to play that song.
Yeah.
So Meghan Trainor just came out with a music video called Me Too.
Oh.
And there's cops and there's robbers and everything's happening outside. And my window is down, so if anybody wants to come out and get my car,
shout out to HPD. They're on the phone. Chief Moore.
Maybe that's why they're
shout out. It's for your car window.
They noticed that my car window's down, so they're coming to protect me.
Yeah.
That's what I like to believe anyway.
That's nice.
So Meghan Trainor, her new video "Me Too" was photoshopped. It was video photoshopped, and without
her
knowledge,
to make her skinnier.
They wanted to make her skinnier. And Meghan Trainor came out and said, "Why are fans ruining my waist?" Because she saw that these images were posted online, and she thought the fans were just playing around. But it was actually the music
video company,
the video producer or whatever. And she said, "Listen, I never asked you to touch my waist. I want my waist back." And Meghan Trainor has been very outspoken about body acceptance, and she even addressed the issues of magazines being photoshopped in her 2014 hit All About That Bass. That's what that song's about. I don't know if anybody knew that. But so now the video was just re-released with her in her curvaceous, beautiful wonder, and she's happy about that. But kudos to Meghan Trainor for, you know, not allowing people just to decide if her body is good enough, and if it wasn't in their eyes, then they go ahead and make that decision for her.
Yeah, that's a little creepy that they would just make the decision. Maybe they did that because they were afraid she was going to say no. And so they decided to try it and then see if she would just go along with it. I think.
Would you be okay if people
industry is photoshopped a little bit like that?
Your pictures?
Yeah, you know, no, not really. I mean, especially without my knowledge and knowing about it.
Well, it depends on what year the pictures are from with me. Because if we're looking at 2006, honey, you can Photoshop every single one of my pictures. Please do.
And some people maybe would be okay with that. But yeah, Meghan Trainor seems very comfortable with herself. And she is beautiful. And she has a lovely figure. And should be up to her.
Yes. And
so good for her.
We can take we can go to the other extreme and talk about the horrific tornadoes that are happening in Oklahoma.
They're like not catching a break out there. It's horrible.
Well, you know, this happens every year. There's always this time of year where there's a million and one tornadoes just coming out of nowhere. So I don't know why anybody's shocked. I would have moved out of there a long time ago. I would have moved out of that area after seeing The Wizard of Oz. Okay, so I don't know what people are doing. I don't know if
they're Dorothy. I would build myself the cellar. I don't know why they don't. That should be just like in code that you have to have a shelter to go in case
you
of tornado.
Really should.
Because otherwise, I mean, it is beautiful country out there. It's lovely.
It's beautiful.
The heartland of America. But yeah, weather.
There is a state of emergency declared for 15 Oklahoma counties, so it might be beautiful. However, after the tornado
little
strikes,
dangerous. Yeah.
So, there's reports of 11 tornadoes that hit Oklahoma and more than 90 hail reports and softball size hail. So that's I don't know. I don't. Some of these people might just be enthusiasts and love that kind of weather. I know I do. I would like to be in the midst of a tornado. I would like to be, you know, do you ever see that movie Twister?
Oh, sure.
I love that. And I would like to chase a tornado.
Have you seen some of the footage of these tornadoes? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. People are getting very close.
I'd like to chase a tornado. I wouldn't like it to chase me. So I don't know if we can maneuver that and make that possible. But if we can make that possible.
Are you telling me you're getting a new career, storm chaser, Justin?
Well, we will have a very long extension cord, and I'll do the radio live from the eye of the tornado. That will make the 6 o'clock news.
Yeah, you will do that one solo.
Yes. But back to our local weather, which we haven't talked about in a while.
What is going on locally? No tornadoes on the horizon.
No tornadoes, but it's gorgeous. It's been gorgeous the last couple of days after all that rain. Today, we're going to get to a high of 75 and sunny. Tomorrow, another gorgeous day, high of 77 and sunny. Friday, the rain comes back, but it's 69, so that's a plus.
Oh, that's a great, yeah, good 69. Temperature. Good temperature.
Good number, too.
Ron Smalley.
Saturday, can I say that? Saturday,
yes, I think you can.
It's going to be 69 again with possible rain on Saturday. So it's a little iffy. Make sure you have your umbrellaria handy.
Well, we will take it.
And Sunday, to wrap out the day, to wrap up the week, I should say, it's going to be cooler, high 56, and just partly sunny.
Well, thank you very much. That. Very good.
In other news, Gene Simmons just came out of whatever rock he was under, and he's talking about Prince's death, saying that his death was pathetic, and David Bowie's death was tragic, but Prince's was pathetic. So he's like, okay, David Bowie died, and that's tragic because he had an illness, but Prince's was pathetic because of what is now being in the news and reported, that it's possible that Prince had an addiction to painkillers. So what do you think about that? Is there a difference? If somebody is either addicted to drugs or fighting something, does that make their death any more or less tragic or pathetic?
Yeah, I'm not sure even about the use of the word pathetic when talking about someone passing. So that's odd in and of itself.
Especially when it's Gene Simmons that's calling something pathetic. He should talk.
I don't understand the use of that word. And then there is the whole, you know, if someone's addicted to painkillers, a prescription, and I guess more of this is going to come out. But to me that, you know, if you've ever dealt with chronic pain, that's something that, you know, it isn't fun, and people have issues trying to address. I couldn't imagine dealing with chronic pain. So who is Gene Simmons to judge?
Right. And some declare of you don't
your death.
Don't even know. There you go. And Gene
Ron,
Simmons.
Ron, do you know who Gene Simmons is?
Yeah, Ron.
Kiss.
Yes. Kiss. Okay.
Oh, you like a what?
All right, boys.
No.
No, we're going back to no. That was
no.
Very, very, very
Ron
good, Ron.
Is very
you paid
good.
Attention to the musical
That's
break.
That's good.
Kiss, he's the front man for Kiss with the long tongue, Gene Simmons. And he did go on to say that Prince was heads, hands, and feet above all the rest of the singers, and he thought that he left Michael Jackson in the dust. And Prince was way beyond Michael Jackson, and blah, blah, blah. Well, what should be talked about, too, is that Prince's doctor was at Paisley Park. That's where Prince lived the day before he died, with prescriptions for Prince, which were filled at Walgreens. And I don't know why Walgreens was mentioned in this. I don't know if that's that's a plug for Walgreens, but I don't know why that was necessary to say that it was filled at Walgreens. But the doctor was identified as Michael Todd Schulenberg, who specializes in family medicine. And he had arrived with some test results for the singer, and it's now come out that he no longer works for that healthcare system. So who knows what's going on? This is going to be something that's going to be studied and looked at and poked and prodded more than a Thanksgiving Day turkey for quite some time to come.
Yeah, absolutely. And, it's really, it is tragic, I think. I don't think it's pathetic at all.
No, I don't think any death is tragic. Pathetic.
Justin.
Most deaths are tragic. We should talk about, in the local community news, on Monday, May 16th, you can join the mayor, Tiffany Martin Hamilton, and her team for the first open State of the City discussion That's going to be happening at the Hudson Area Library, which is now open and renovated and beautiful. And all are encouraged to bring their questions, comments, and suggestions. And they are requesting that any issues raised be presented with at least one proposed solution, so it can provide an open and positive dialogue and offer the city fresh perspectives on some long-standing issues. So again, that's Monday, May 16th. If you want to be a part of the city, what's going on? And we should also talk about on Holly on Wednesday, the 25th, our next show.
I'm so excited about this. I'm trying to set up for the next.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm focusing, trying to remember what I'm doing. But yeah, I'm excited about our next show. We're going to be live from the hospital.
Yes, live from Columbia Memorial Hospital. So if you have always wanted to meet us in person and, you know, see what we do and, and be a part of all the drama. You can. This is going to happen at the Columbia Memorial Hospital in the cafeteria. And Holly and I will be there from 9 till 11. We're going to do the morning show with Phil.
Yes, we are.
And I didn't.
Right, yeah. What's his last name? Williams.
Phil Williams.
No, it's not. I don't know.
No, it's not.
No, Phil.
Phil. You know Phil. God. Well, it's Phil. And we're gonna do the morning show with him from 9 to 10, and then from 10 to 11, our show is Something to Talk About. We'll come to you live, and our special guest is Liz Coleman, the former parking attendant here from the city of Hudson. You know Liz, don't you, Ron?
Absolutely.
Don't you love Liz? So Liz,
I miss Liz.
I said Lynn.
We miss
Liz.
Her.
Liz has moved, but she's coming back specifically to do our show. And we're going to have a special guest chef in the cafeteria that day. That's Natasha Witka from the New York restaurant over in Catskill. She'll be there cooking and, you know, offering some of her entertaining words of advice. So, you know, be there. Come be with us.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be, I don't know if the station has ever done an off-site.
I don't think so. That's one long extension cord from here to the hospital. How does that
Luckily,
work?
Luckily, it's right up the street. So
how does that work?
I don't know.
Well, we're going to find out.
Yes, we will find out. So we hope you tune in for that. That's our next show, which
I'm a little nervous about that. What do we wear?
May.
People can see us. Right now, we're in our bed clothes.
You look fine. Shh.
Oops.
Come see me at DMV and find out what I'm wearing.
I've given too much away.
Yes, you have.
Well, here's another little topic that we have. Have you heard of the Hyperloop?
I have not.
Oh, this reminds me, because that's a fun, funky word. We haven't been doing our word of the day.
Yeah, word of the day.
So today's Hyperloop? Word of the day will be Hyperloop.
Okay.
Have you heard of the Hyperloop,
no,
Ron?
Ron, do you know about Hyperlooping?
Fill us in.
Well, it's called the Hyperloop One, and it's this new contraption to get you from point A to point B at the speed of sound. So where normally it would take you how many hours to get from here to California on a train? On a plane. How many hours from here to Los Angeles?
The flight? Four hours?
4 hours. Well, this Hyperloop will get you there in 30 minutes.
Ooh, I don't think
and
I like that.
They put you in a pod.
Ew, I don't like that
like
at all.
Like a little ball, like
no,
a pod.
No, no,
and they basically slingshot you into space.
Get out.
I swear to God, I got the paperwork
How
right
do you
here.
Land?
It's from the Wall Street Journal. So you know it's
so
true.
So it must be real.
So it must be
it's
real.
It's not from Facebook?
And
is it trending?
It's, they're testing it right now out in the deserts of Vegas, and it's the first test of the propulsion system that is essential to the high-speed transportation invention. So here we are. They don't see it actually coming to fruition and being a viable form of transport until 2020, but it's real and it's happening now. So
I will not be ever doing that, just so you know.
I'm
saying that right now.
I'd rather get to my destination 3 years late than to do that because I, first of all, don't like to be cramped. I have,
claustrophobic.
Yes, so is my mother.
Yeah.
I don't even like elevators. I feel like something, I feel the walls closing in and I can't breathe.
That I don't mind, but so. I yeah.
But for 30 minutes, though, getting from point A to point B.
Do they knock you out? Like, can you go to sleep?
I think, no, you have
Speaking
to live in
of,
there. You have to live in the pod. You know, it might get you there in 30 minutes, but you're stuck there forever.
No, thank you.
You have nowhere else
no,
to go.
And that's what I'd be afraid of. Like, it's not going to open when I get to my destination. Let me out. I was afraid when I used to. I shouldn't say this because I know it's bad for you, but, you know, the tanning booths I did always used to get afraid that, you know, you'd close the door and then it's very coffin-like.
Well, that was in Final Destination, that movie.
Yeah, because I watched that. Never. No.
Wow.
That's why I don't do that anymore.
Well, another thing in the news. Do you guys drink beer, Ron?
Of course.
Yeah?
A little bit here and there.
What kind of beers do you like?
Lagers.
Oh, we can't really say. Lagers? Okay, well, Budweiser, maybe you
no
like
promos.
This. Budweiser, yeah, no promos. You guys drink whatever you like. But in the news, according to the Wall Street Journal, Budweiser is rebranding their beer to America through the elections in November. And they are changing the name from Budweiser and King of Beers on the can and the bottle to just say America. And I don't know why they're doing this. Let me see. They're doing it. The most important beer selling period is between Memorial Day and Labor Day, and that accounts for about a third of U.S. beer sales.
I understand that. Summertime makes sense.
And that's it.
I guess it's a promotion
to, you know, have people be a little bit more conscious of the country that they live in. With all the world events that are going on, we should actually be lucky, and we should give a little attention to Miss America. Oh, I should say, not
to
the
our
person,
wonderful
but
country,
to our country,
America. That's right.
So
greatest
that's it.
Land.
What
in
do you
the,
got?
In the entire
we got
world.
10 minutes left.
What else is going on in the county, Ron? Is there anything that we missed that you wanted to update the listening public on, our wonderful listeners here on 90.7 FM WGXC?
Oh,
we talked about Pine
is,
Haven. What else is up this time of year?
It's pretty quiet this time of year.
I know board is tonight. There's a
full board
meeting.
Tonight. Yeah, I don't think there's anything controversial, major
resolution. The mortgage tax will be voted on and for disbursement, so that's a good thing. I know the towns always look forward to that. Why don't you talk a little bit about that town-county interaction? How else does that happen? Like, we collect mortgage tax, and then we the supervisors vote on it twice a year, and then
they get their allotment, PJ,
distributed by PJ. Is there other
sales tax?
And how has sales tax been? That's actually something I wanted to ask PJ about. I've heard that it's been up.
Is
Love's open yet in Canaan?
Yeah, it's opened. Okay, and we projected, I think, $500,000 more in sales tax based upon Love's opening up. So that'll be beneficial and helpful to the county, too. But overall, sales taxes are up over last year. You know, and it's pretty amazing with the price of gas. There's
Here
that
comes
train,
our train.
Jesse.
Yes, the train.
It's timely.
Is that Patsy? Oh, I just got an update. We are not going to be the very first live show ever from location. I've been corrected. That was the boys.
Well, we weren't sure.
Yeah, that's the Drive Time Radio Show. They actually did a live show from M&J's Barbershop and one from Oakdale as well.
Oh, wow.
So
awesome.
We're the third. Okay. We're the third live show ever. I'll take number three.
Well, that's good, though, that it just proves that it can be done, folks. So
it
make
can
sure
be done.
You tune in for all the excitement and stop in at the hospital for some great food, and so you can be on the air with myself and Justin and Phil.
Yes, we're going to be there for 2 hours, so, you know, we can see you in the crowd. You could be eating your pancakes or eating whatever's happening, and you could end up a guest. We could talk to you live on the air.
Who is the chef?
Natasha Witka. She just opened her own restaurant over in Catskill.
Right. New York, I believe it's
former
called.
Former manager at American Glory forever and ever and ever. Remember Natasha? You remember Natasha, blonde Natasha? Funny.
You remember Natasha. She was there originally when we... Yeah, you would know her if you saw her.
Just you, Justin, I remember.
Well, that's all that matters now,
can't forget
it?
You.
Who'd want to?
Oh, boy.
I'm looking here, and... Oh, do you like Bath & Body Works?
I love Bath & Body Works.
They are re-releasing 8 scents from the 1990s.
Including
Cucumber Melon. And I love Cucumber Melon. That's my favorite. I never knew that they got away with that.
I hope we can say this, but I think Bath & Body Works, that's the only scented lotion that I use because I think it's like, I can smell it right now. Can you smell me? Oh,
Yeah, what is that? Yeah. Is that freesia?
This is frosted winter, I believe they call it, that I'm using because Santa brings me lots of Bath and Body Works lotions in my stocking.
Well, they just have
the best smelling lotions and they last the longest. It's the most, can you smell me, Ron? You can smell it later.
Far enough for now.
I think we're, see you.
It's so fun. See me. Hi.
I think we're borderline being spokespeople for Bath and Body Works. Well, that's not our intention.
No, not at all. It's a good product. Hopefully we're safe. It's a good product.
Yes.
I really do think it's very good. Well, I'm glad to hear that they're bringing back some other scents. All right. I think we're going to say goodbye to Ron Campanera. We're winding down here on our time.
Yeah.
Don't forget, folks, about the donating to the Humane Society, Senator Kathy Marchione's program, National Be Kind to Pet Weeks.
Pet Week.
I will look for the flyer, but you can bring your donation into my office at 560 Warren Street. Oh, that's why. It's my text message.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed. I tried
560 Warren Street.
I just tried to research something and a porno popped up.
Good thing that's not a county phone.
It's not a county phone.
No, it's not.
Because Ron said no. No county phones. Whoops. Thanks, Ron, for coming in. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Holly.
Sorry you're here to tell us, though, that everything is A-OK with county finances. We're in good shape.
Yeah, we're in good shape.
Financially.
And hopefully we'll have another year of surplus.
Nothing looming on the horizon. Pine Haven will help. Were you the one who said that in response to the signs, save Pine Haven, that you think we did save
That's
Pine
exactly
Haven?
That's exactly what we did.
We did.
Save Pine Haven.
So
absolutely.
Kudos. Great job, Board of Supervisors. And everyone else involved. Anything more, Justin, in his frantic research? No looking up porn anymore.
Yeah,
please.
I wish you guys were here and there was a video. Oh, by the way, where's all of our video from when
we had our things
videotaped? But I was going
to
say, I wish people could actually see, you know, when there's like a little lull in the action here on the air, we're actually frantically scouring websites and pages and things like that to find more to tell you. So, I wish, you know, one of these days we're going to have a video person here all the time, but you can catch us at our next show and you can see us with your own eyes. And I think that's all we
Thanks
have.
Thanks for tuning in, you know, everyone. Hope you enjoyed. Thanks, Ron, for coming in. Great work. Thank you, PJ, too. You're doing a great job. And congratulations on the Emergency Services Award for 2015. And to all the agencies involved with that, that's awesome work. We love Columbia County. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Tune in next time. We'll see you soon.
See you in 2 weeks.
Au revoir.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, good show.